neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
To see what the problem is. So now he was told that first of all, you have two babies, not one, because she was worried that maybe this is one baby. Sometimes it's a dig, sometimes it's a rasha. So that's why she has pain when she goes by Beit Knesset and places that they are idol worshipping. So they're pulling both sides. So she was worried that she's going to deal with a boy that is not stable. So then when she was told that, no, don't worry, there's two babies. So he said, okay, at least one Sadiq and one Rasha is better than half Sadiq and half Rasha. So now, the Shem and Eber taught her, Rab Ya'avot Sa'ir. What is Rab means? Majority. Sa'ir means young. So it doesn't make sense. It should say, Rab Ya'avot Me'at. Or Zaken Ya'avot Sa'ir. Again, it says, Rab Ya'avot Sa'ir. You follow? They told her majority, the nation, it's going to be two nations. The majority is going to serve the young one. You should say the majority is going to serve the minority. No? Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
Why? It was a rab minority.
It says rab. Rab means majority.
Yeah. But it says the young, because he was a younger brother.
Oh, so you should say the older one, it will rule over the young. It doesn't make sense. You don't say old and young, you say majority and minority. You follow? The definition doesn't match. Right? Make sense?
Yes.
So he says that majority will serve the young one. They told Ibrahim Enu. So what does it mean? She said the majority will serve the minority. Right?
Yes.
Yes. So what does it mean? So what does Na'ar mean? It says Rav, the majority, will be under the young. What does young means? Na'ar. What's the root of Na'ar?
More fresh, new.
Yeah, Er. Er means awake, bidar, right? So here, they learn a very beautiful thing, and it is that Shem and Eber told Ibrahim, you're going to have a son that will be the Sadiq son, that will have Am Yisrael, that's Yaakov Avinu. And the other son is Esav, Edom, the enemy. So now, they're going to be the majority, but the majority, they cannot overrule the minority. Why? Because as long as Am Yisrael, they act like a nar, like a javan, full of excitement, full of simcha,
nothing overcome.
Then the majority, they cannot do anything to the nar. But if you see they're half asleep, they're tired, they have no excitement, they don't say the tefillah with simcha, then that's the end of it. So that's what the message was. Rav Ya'avot the Tzair, the Na'ar. What does that mean? That the young one, that means full of spirit. As the Rebbe Shalom says in the Tehillim, Tashlicheni le'et zigna. The Rebbe Shalom says, please, don't make me old. So what do you mean, don't make me old? We always give blessing to everybody, Ad Ma'av Esrim, Ad Ma'av Esrim, no? So what does Shalom says? Al Tashlichani Le'et Zichna. Shalom meant, I don't want to be like an old man, tired, no strength, no koach. I want to be old, but I want to feel like?
Young,
full of excitement. So that's why he said, I don't want to have the attitude of the old people. I want to be always young. I want to do avodah with simcha, with happiness, with joy. So that's why Shem Va'ever told Ibrahim, Rav Ya'avot Tzair. As long as they act like a tzair, like a javan, like a na'ar, so then the enemy, they cannot do nothing to them.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.